following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This is David X. Cohen, ex-executive producer of Futurama, and you are listening to The Nerdy Show.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
Hi, I'm Tony.
Hi, I'm Chan.
Hey, I'm Brandon.
Hi, I'm Denica.
And this is a Nerdy Show microsode where we're going to be talking about cats in fiction.
Oh, shit. I prepared an entire list of bats. I thought you said bats. I don't have anything prepared for
cats. Imagine that was a pretty short list.
Shit. No, there's so many things about bats.
No, it's easy. You got Batman.
Now I want this bat list.
There's that cute bat from Rescue Rangers.
Oh,
that's
there's so many movies and books.
There's Batgirl, Batwoman.
All right, so talking about cats.
Yes. Well, the reason we're talking about cats, this microsode is brought to you by Gamma Willow, which is a game studio that's producing their first game, and it's called Cat-Shaped Life. They're fans of the show, and they have sponsored this microsode where we're going to talk about cats in fiction. But first, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you guys a little bit about Cat-Shaped Life, which is on Kickstarter right now. There'll be a link on this episode's page. The premise is this. You are a cat-shaped cat. Hunt, play, and explore your surroundings to discover your cat-shaped destiny. But work fast. You only have 30 days to convince somebody to adopt you and escape the pound forever. Cat-Shaped Life is a point-and-click life simulator RPG. Decisions, challenges, and random story events affect the player's stats and relationships with other characters, feline, and otherwise. Branching story paths result in many possible game-end scenarios. They say it's like Munchkin meets Princess Maker or Long Live the Queen.
They said cat-shaped cat as if there were other shaped cats.
Did we figure out how it was like Munchkin?
That's Munchkin the card game, which I've played, and then two other games which I have not played. I don't have no reference.
Long Live the Queen is fantastic. It's a point and click where you're trying to navigate this poor girl's life to see if she'll become a good princess or killed or murdered or whatever. So if it's like that game, I want a cat-shaped destiny.
That sounds so incredibly depressing, potentially, because it's like
30 days before euthanasia.
Yep. There should be a whole scene of you getting put down if you don't make it.
Maybe.
It's okay. The game has 9 continues, so.
I was waiting for it. I appreciate you going there, Chan.
I hope it's really successful so they can make the sequel Cat-Shaped Wife. Because I want a cat-shaped wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure there's some costuming that could help you with that in the bedroom.
I don't know who's going to be wearing it.
I'm going to be the cat-shaped wife.
With that, let's talk about cats in fiction. Cats have mystified humankind for as long as our two races have had a relationship together. There's the Egyptian gods, Bast or Sekhmet, or in Florida, where Nerdy Show is based out of, there's the ancient wood carving, the Marco Island cat, which is a really intriguing wooden deity figure that was found in the muck over in Marco Island.
I don't know anything about that.
I thought you were going to talk about the six-toed cat gods.
Is that a thing?
Ooh.
The Hemingway cats.
Well, why are they gods?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a fan of Hemingway cats.
That was stating the obvious.
Well, you know, there are other cats that are godlike. There are Janus cats that have two faces, like the Greek god Janus.
Do they actually have two? Well, actually, I have seen a cat with two faces. Yeah.
It is creepy as hell.
No, unfortunately, guys, that's fact, not fiction. We're talking about fictional cats. That's real. That's a real thing.
You have been disqualified, Chip.
Yeah,
sorry.
So Samurai Pizza Cats, anyone? Yeah, Samurai Pizza Cats.
We'll jump into the thick of it. They're so bad, they've gotten farther than any turtle ever
had. Who are
you going
to call when you want some pepperoni?
I just really appreciate that it's not only cats, but it's cats whose entire way of life is based around pizza-based puns.
They are truly my people. If I were to be a cat, I would be a pizza cat. Mm-hmm. With the samurai variety.
I'm pretty sure one of them sounds just like you, Tony. I think you're in the show, actually. You might even be the announcer.
I didn't want the cat to come out of the bag like this, but I must confess.
All right, let's get serious, guys.
All right, serious? If we're going to get serious, then I got to address the elephant cat in the room, which is the fact that both times that Puss in Boots has appeared in popular culture, and his most I'd say notable forms, he's had one of the most distinct voices behind him. First with Christopher Walken, and then Antonio Banderas.
Hold on, I'm familiar with the Shrek Antonio Banderas Puss in Boots.
Yeah, when was it?
Yeah, Christopher Walken. Excuse me, a baking powder.
Yeah, late '80s. He was a late '80s action Puss in Boots.
Wait. What do you mean live action?
Live action.
What do you mean with Christopher Walken?
It was live action where a miller's son, after his father died, is given this cat. I mean, it's the actual story of Puss in Boots.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
and
does the cat
when he wears the boots? All of a sudden, there's Christopher Walken on screen talking to this boy in Italy.
Wait, when who wears the
no
boots?
No accent.
Christopher Walken?
Wait, the cat turns into Christopher Walken.
Yep.
Yes.
So there's a normal cat. It's a real cat.
There's a cat wearing boots.
And
the
scene...
When he puts the boots on, it's Christopher Walken.
Damn.
There's a real-life cat that puts boots on. Are they cat-sized boots?
They are not.
They're pretty magical boots, though.
I was a cat.
Essentially.
Do you have any tuna fish? I can't do Christopher Walken.
Tell me, friends, what's going on with all of the mice?
I missed out on that,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I don't. That's really weird. Is it creepy because it's 80s Christopher Walken?
No, it's actually incredible.
It's very sincere.
It's sincere, and he demonstrates how well he can dance.
Christopher Walken can't do sincere.
But, you know, Puss in Boots, though, he goes back pretty far. I mean, that's a German legend from, like, the 1400s, right?
Mm-hmm. Cats are generally mistrusted by the uninitiated to cat kind because they're such independent creatures, and as such can be painted in very different lights, either being, like, insightful, godlike personas or
dicks.
Tricksters, yeah.
I was going to say, we can all agree cats are a bit of an asshole. All of them.
No, cats are absolutely assholes.
They love you, and they purr at you because they want your fucking food.
Turn to the internet, and you see the two categories into which cats fall. They are either cute and tiny, or they get large. They stare at you directly in the eyes. You tell them not to knock something off a shelf, and then do it anyway.
Yo, y'all are throwing shade here. I understand why that distinction is made, but cats have a diverse personalities.
There's something that really makes me think about it. When you think about how they're much like people, and they have all these different unique features, I think the one fiction that really brings all that together is the Thundercats.
Yep.
You can find a little bit of yourself in every Thundercat, whether you're Wile E. Kit and Cat and you're excited and you're exploring
inventive.
Or you're inventive, if you're wise old Panthro. The whole
or
gamut
if you're
of
just that annoying little shit snarf.
Snarf.
Where's my curmudgeonly grumpy cat?
Snarf.
But I mean, in
the
Thundercats,
Thundercats.
Oh, no, you're Mumra.
Is Mumra a cat?
No.
No, you see,
Mumra,
you
the ever living.
You have Lynxo. He's old and blind and frustrated.
Is that a character?
That's canon.
Okay.
I'd like to find a little bit of myself in Chitara.
Nah, she moves too fast for you anyway, Brandon.
I've only taken like 10 seconds.
There's another particular brand of cats in fiction that's very near and dear to Brandon's heart.
That's not
the Aristocats.
Oh yes. Yeah, that's a great, that's a movie for the ages. It's a timeless classic. Yep.
Yeah, you know, Disney hasn't been too kind to cats over the years. They're generally villains in Disney films. In fact,
especially
Peach,
the Siamese.
Goofy's adversary is a cat, even though he
kind
doesn't
is,
really
yeah.
look like it. But
he's the oldest villain in Disney canon.
Yeah. Is he?
Yes. Yeah. The old, still used villain. He dates back even to Steamboat Willie, and he just keeps mm-hmm. going.
Well, Walt Disney probably really didn't like cats. He loved mice for some reason.
But the Aristocats, it was actually developed originally as a live action film.
With
and then
Christopher Walken.
And then,
what?
Yeah, no, it was developed as a live action film, and then Walt Disney died, and they were like, well, we're terrified of our future and strapped for ideas, so let's make it an animated feature, because the other one sounded crazy.
How do you make a live action, but they were still cats, like Milo and Otis, or was it just
well,
like people?
Well, Disney was in the business of making live action and nature films, so they thought they'd combine the two.
Weird. I mean, Milo and Otis did really well.
I mean, they've done other live action animal films. There was a cat in Escape to Witch Mountain.
Probably. It's been a while.
There was a black cat. I rewatched that recently. I think I made Brandon
watch
it.
Wait, what did I watch?
Escape to Witch Mountain.
Oh, there's a talking black cat
yeah,
that gets run over and then reinflates himself.
No, wait, no,
that's
Hocus Pocus.
Oh,
no, there
sorry,
is a
guys.
Black cat that the kids... Never
you know, really, there's no difference between those two movies. There's stunning similarities. Hey, are there any cats in Mutanimals?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Mutanimals as a part of the tapestry of Ninja Turtles, they've got Jaguar is pretty much the de facto leader of the Mutanimals. And that's along with the whole rich history of cats and Ninja Turtles. like the action figure Scratch, who's this like prison cat, old Hob from the modern Mutanimals and the IDW Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle series, who's a one-eyed alley cat dude terrorist. Clunk, Michelangelo's pet cat from the original comics, and Ice Cream Kitty, of course, from
Ice Cream Kitty?
I've shown you Ice Cream Kitty. It's a cat who got hit with ice cream and mutagen at the same time.
Oh, yeah, you told me that from the new series, right? Yeah. He was never a thing until the new series. Uh-huh. He's a cat made of ice cream, and they keep him in the freezer.
Yeah.
What? That's one of the best things I've ever heard being done to a cat.
It's both funny and terrifying.
Well, you know, modern, even in webcomics, there's characters like Choo Choo Bear from Something Positive and Girls with Slingshots. He's a boneless jelly cat that slinks through the sewers to steal panties from ladies.
In fact, in Girls with Slingshots, they just discovered a whole home of goopy cats, as they're known.
What is Girls with Slingshots? Please let me know what this is.
It is a comic strip that was built around the idea of these two girls being superheroes that would wield slingshots and eventually became girls drinking drinks called slingshots.
And there's cats made of jelly with no bones that steal panties.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure.
It's a slice of life. What are you going to do?
I don't know whose life.
Hazel and Jamie, of course. Anyhow, I got to give a personal shout out to SWAT Cats, which to this day has one of my favorite goddamn openings of any show ever.
Unfortunately, second season has a really not good opening.
Yeah, but they kicked the guitar riff up a lot, and I can live with that.
But the first one is
dark.
It
was everything both wrong and right with the 90s.
What was the name of that hot news reporter cat from SWAT Cats?
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's Callie Briggs.
Do you really remember that?
Let's talk about hot cats, since we're talking about SWAT Cats and we're talking about her. We got Jenny from Bucky O'Hare.
Oh, yeah.
We got Cleo from Heathcliff. I mean, Heathcliff was also a cat, but fuck that guy. No one cares.
Can I chime in?
Yeah.
Polly from Samurai Pizza Cats. Maybe it's just me, but does anyone remember the episode when she's like in a talent show or contest and she's singing in a bikini?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think everybody remembers that.
I'm just saying.
And
Denica's shaking her head.
I mean,
just to turn back, Nermal's a guy, dude.
But Nermal is the cutest kitten in the whole wide world. That counts for something,
fuck
right?
Fuck that kitten. Ship him off to Abu Dhabi.
Distinctively,
wait, Nermal's
not
a guy?
Not hot, though.
Yes. Nermal's a guy. Touching back, it was Callie Briggs, but she was Calico Callie Briggs, and she was the deputy mayor. And there was also Lieutenant Felina Farrell.
Oh, yeah, she was the hot cop.
Well, she was the military.
I am completely unfamiliar with SWAT Cats.
Oh, man.
They were the Radical Squadron, guys!
They lived in a junkyard and flew, like, F-15s.
Nope.
That they built or something, for some reason.
It's, like, the worst thing ever.
It's, like, the best thing ever.
Fuck you. It's incredible,
You want to see the worst thing ever? Watch the original Thundercats for more than 5 minutes. You can't.
I think you've hurt Tony's feelings.
Good. That's always my goal.
You know, guys, I think we should take turns explaining who our favorite cats in fiction are.
Okay.
All right, you go first.
All right, my favorite cat is named The General. He's from the Stephen King short story Cat's Eye, and he saves little girls from tiny gremlins with daggers that live in the walls.
Wait, which was the Stephen King story with the cat people, and there was a lot of incest?
Oh, Cat
and...
Girls in Heat. That's
no.
Trauma film. I had that one. That
they
was
made
terrible.
It a movie. It was really weird.
I don't remember that one. Is it Sleepwalkers?
Is there a synopsis?
I'm looking for it. I'm trying.
Was there actually a movie called Cat People?
Yeah, no, there's a really cool movie called Cat People. I'm hesitant to say it's great, but the art direction is awesome, and it has Malcolm McDowell in it. There's actually two films called Cat People. There's Cat People from 1942, which starred Simone Simon, and there's Cat People from 1982, which starred Natasha Kinski. It's about basically a werepanther. And the 82 one is done by the director, the art director, and the composer, all who did American Gigolo in the late 70s. They got together to make this horror film that is totally disgusting, but also very cool. Some bad dialogue, but it's a horror film, you know?
The 1942 film is really, really important. It's credited with a couple things, including the jump scare. They say it's the first film that ever had a jump scare.
Yeah, which had a common name at the time called a bus shot, because the jump scare was from a bus suddenly going... and pulling into the scene.
It's actually very, very effective, especially for the time.
Channing, I think it was Sleepwalkers. Now that I'm like sitting on it, I think that was the name of the movie, because I remember the name of the movie like not really telling you what the fuck it was about.
Okay, the plot, sleepwalkers. Charles Brady and his mother, Mary, are sleepwalkers, nomadic, shape-shifting energy vampires who feed off the life force of virgin women. Though they normally maintain a human form, they can transform, partially or fully, into human-sized bipedal werecats.
Presumably their natural form.
Boom.
Sounds like a fraternity.
There was also Wincest.
It was apparently starring a bunch of humans and Sparks. I can only assume that Sparks is the name of the cat that they used for the film.
Maybe. I feel like it opened up with one of those creepy scenes of like some old person dying and their cats eating them.
You mean cute scene?
Which reminds me of Catwoman. Not a cat herself, but of course very feline depending on whatever incarnation. And Tim Burton's Catwoman, which that's what reminded me of with Michelle Pfeiffer, was powerful to say the least.
I just got to point this out real quick. I'm looking at the cast here on the Wikipedia page for Sleepwalkers. First off, it's got Ron Perlman, which is incredible.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
The cameos, they had John Landis, Joe Dante, Clive Barker, and Mark Hamill. It's just, what?
Tony, what's your favorite cat?
If I had to pick one, the one that was most influential as I was growing up was Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes.
The animated series or the Freaky Puppet?
The Freaky Puppet, because he was voiced by Nick Baquet, who was also one of the Angry Beavers. His little boo is something that I carried with me through the rest of my life.
I never watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I love Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
So what does this cat do? It's just a talking cat, because there's a witch, so obviously the cat is magical.
He's a familiar, you know?
Witches don't have familiars.
He's not a familiar. He was a warlock who, as punishment for something he did centuries ago, was trapped in the form of a cat.
Oh, I saw that. It's called Warlock 2.
Did they steal that from Hocus Pocus? Which was first?
Sabrina was a comic ages ago. Archie. She's in the Archie universe.
But was the cat character only in the TV show or was it in the comic?
I'm pretty sure he was in the comic.
Salem was in the original comic.
Okay.
And he dates back to 1962.
Got it. So Hocus Pocus stole it from Archie?
But then also, I mean, cats have been
cats and witches.
Familiars unto witches for like all of witch mythology.
Like everyone stole it from the Egyptians.
But the concept of it being someone that got in trouble and then was turned into a cat.
Right. Yeah. It maybe goes somewhere even before Sabrina, for all we know.
Maybe.
Cap, what is your favorite cat in any genre?
It's a difficult question. It's a difficult question, Brandon, who is apparently calling the shots.
Yep.
Let's say Catwoman doesn't count as she's a human, but very influential to me, for sure. But you know, probably my favorite cat, I've been batting this around in my head like so much of a, you know, catnip mouse, is Cat. Danny John Jewell's character from Red Dwarf.
Hey, buddy! Yes.
I look good.
How am I looking now? I'm looking real good. He's a cat who's evolved from a pregnant cat left in a cargo hold for 3 million years on board a spaceship that evolved into a sentient cat-like creatures. They fought a war, and then they evacuate the ship, and he's the last one left on board the Red Dwarf when Dave Lister wakes up after 3 million years in suspended animation.
And he talks like James Brown, is that what?
Ish.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, and dresses. Well, yeah, you know, yes.
He's a flamboyant personification of a cat in a human body, but with fangs and 6 nipples.
Isn't there an episode where
pompadour
they're like,
with fangs?
Uh-huh.
There's an episode where they're talking about mermaids and like, you know, the top part's a human and the bottom half's a fish. He's like, no, that's the wrong way around. That's the stupid way.
Is that what that's from?
Yeah, it's like the top hat is a fish and the bottom half is the rest of the lady. That's the right way to do it. I remember that part clearly. I was like, wow, that makes so much sense. You could have sex with it and eat the top half when you're done. Brilliant cat.
Ooh.
I mean, that's what he's thinking, honestly. Come on, people. You can't have sex with a mermaid. There's nothing down there.
I ain't no fish doctor.
Yeah, I don't know how fish do it.
You know, Growl Tiger's pretty rad. People have a pretty divisive relationship on the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical Cats, but I like T.S. Eliot an awful lot, and I think they did a great job of committing those poems from Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats.
You know, I like T.S. Eliot an awful lot as well.
That's great.
There's two of them.
Channing?
Yes, sir.
I just want you to know this is the start of something beautiful.
Oh, God.
It really is.
Prepare to be punished, Nerdy Show listeners.
Oh, jeez.
Prepare to be punished.
Ugh.
Oh, that would be your superhero name, Tony.
The Punisher.
The Punisher.
Along with my sidekick, Corporal Punishment.
Oh.
Ugh.
We're falling into a hole.
Yeah, that dangerous hole. Denica. Fill our hole.
Well, I think Brandon and I might both have the same favorite currently because we both have the same favorite set of books. The Abhorson Trilogy by Garth Nix. There is a character.
There's four books now, okay? It's not a trilogy.
The Abhorson Trilogy is still a trilogy. There is a prequel that's in the universe. There's also many short stories in the universe as well. That being said.
Gauntlet Throne!
There's a sort of demonic free magic, quote unquote, entity that has been forced into the shape of a cat whose name we actually had to research how to say this. This whole time we've been reading these books, not knowing how to say the name. It's M-O-G-G-E-T. And I've always said Mogget.
And I said Mogget.
And apparently, according to the Wikipedia, they think maybe the name comes from a British or Australian word for cat, Mogi. Like kitty, but
like, and it's M-O-G-G-Y, and then you thought maybe that's Moggy, but then I was like, what if it's Moggy? Right.
But there was still no thing in the Wikipedia on how to say it. It was just M-O-G-G-Y. But anyway, so he's a servant of this Abhorson family who banish the dead who are trying to come back to this plane of existence and kind of take over.
Yeah, and this cat is the embodiment of this ancient free magic spirit who's been around since like the dawn of time.
Right, so he's got this tiny collar with a bell on it, which is what keeps him in this cat form. And he's sort of one of the servants of the family and stays in this big house or whatever. And he's always trying to get whoever's currently around him to take his collar off. So in the newest book that came out, you actually get to see him with somebody takes the collar off.
He's a dick when he gets his collar taken off.
Oh, yeah. He's a huge, powerful, almost demonic creature. And so the fact that, like, seeing that he's been stuck in this smarmy cat body this whole time.
And he's, like, one of the best characters, but every time he gets his collar removed, he becomes just a huge dick who tries to kill everything.
Yeah.
And that's our favorite, cat thing. Cats are furry, and they're neat, and they got long tails, and you can pet them, and sometimes they make you sneeze, and they have bad breath, and sometimes they throw up on you. And sometimes a three-legged cat will sit on your face for a second and then walk away and you've got a poop spot on your face where it sat on you.
Words of wisdom, juice. Ladies and gentlemen. Words of wisdom.
Little brown lips go poop.
My cat makes like little bird noises. Specifically, yeah. Sounds like a little bird. Every day, he feline. It happens. He's tricking people.
That's fucking weird.
One of Cap's cats says, oh no, oh no, oh no. And it's really prominent.
Well, yeah, you know, when he's having trouble.
The human poops.
With the human-sized poops, he's going... Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
It literally
oh, no.
Sounds exactly like that. And then you're like, oh no, he's having a hard time pooping. Let's leave him alone.
All right. We got some shout outs to some Nerdy Show listeners, and we got some shout outs to some looking ass kitties who we ain't mentioned yet. First of all, we are a listener supported podcast network. We're going to shout out to some February contributors to Nerdy Show who've donated as standalone donations, not Patreon subscriptions. This is if you go to nerdyshow.com/support. If you don't have the money to subscribe, but you just want to donate one time or do something really creative and weird like these two guys did. Caitlin Kruger and her sibling Ethan Kruger. These guys are super crazy and they do these very avant-garde standalone donations to Nerdy Show where they do these kind of back and forth call and response things with both of them donating in tandem. Previously, they did the Wonder Twins like powers activate business. And then since our last time that we gave them a shout on the episode, they wrote in with Caitlin saying form of a Nerdy Show listener and Ethan saying shape of cold hard cash.
Wow. And these are two different
these two
people.
Are dangerous.
Yeah, they're
two
siblings.
Wow. Okay.
They're breaking all the rules, making it up as they go along, doing artful things when it comes to donating to Nerdy Show.
That's fine.
So if you want to do a one-time donation, you can go to nerdyshow.com/support. But if you want to subscribe to Nerdy Show and get tons of outtakes and perks and images and the ability to earn microsodes like this one, then all you got to do is go to patreon.com/nerdyshow. And there's all these different support tiers. And you can help us work towards our milestones of building a bigger, better network for you. In fact, this month we're shaking things up with Patreon. We're adding more outtakes and bonus content a month than we ever have before. No longer will subscribers be looking forward to only one new bonus thing a month. You'll be looking forward to as much bonus content as we accidentally create. And it's good stuff. I can guarantee you there's some tangents from this episode that are going to appear in an outtake reel coming soon to Patreon. We're also debuting a brand new milestone to allow us to afford additional editors so we can put out more Nerdy Show content and bring back some of your favorite shows, like Atomic Robo Nuts and Bolts, Nerdy Show Book Club, Pokeballs of Steelix, our Pokemon tabletop role-playing show. Make our Star Wars speculation show, State of the Empire, a monthly show all on its own. And even a new format of Nerdy Show episode. That's if you guys can help us reach $1,000 a month. And we want to encourage everybody to make a big push this month in March to join up with Nerdy Show on Patreon. Every little bit helps. And if you like this show, or if you like any of the shows on the network, it's how not only we can keep doing what it is we're doing, but make it even better and do more of it. If everybody who listened to the show gave only a dollar, we'd already be past this milestone. So head over to nerdyshow.com/Patreon, see what we've got going on over there, and stay tuned for continued updates throughout the month of cool stuff that we're adding. But of course, Nerdy Show isn't the only indie operation in need of your love. There's the supporters of this very episode, Gamma Willow, and Cat Shaped Life, which, as we mentioned before, has a Kickstarter going on right now. So we'll link to where you can check out their Kickstarter for Cat Shaped Life on this episode's page. You can also go to gammawillow.com, and that's kind of a weird word to spell, but all you need to know is that it's actually the first two letters of the phrase games made with love. Here's some shout-outs to other cats, very important, that we didn't get to mention. Shout-out to the cats of Ulthar. Shout-out to Cat from Breath of Fire.
Oh my god, I forgot about that one. That's one of my favorites. I had pictures of her all over my wall. Well, I'll tell you about that later.
Shout-out to Greer Grant, a.k.a. Tigra. Shout out to Luna and Artemis. Shout out to Eat the Cat. Shout out to Sylvester. Shout out to Furball. Shout out to Aslan. Shout out to Bagheera. Shout out to Shere Khan. Shout out to Barfield, which is Garfield throwing up, which is what he makes me do.
Shout out to Bonkers. He's totally nuts.
The Animaniacs aren't cats.
What
no.
are they?
No.
I don't know what they are.
They look like cats.
They're Warners.
But listen. Shout out to the cat who would always sing opera.
Rita.
Rita yeah. the cat. Oh, yeah.
The one thing that the Animaniacs are is cute.
That's right.
That's the one thing that Dot is.
Right.
Shout out to Felix. Shout out to this Cheshire cat. Shout out to Tickle. Shout out to Gigi. Shout out to Muta. Shout out to Prince Loon. Shout out to Mirage from the Aladdin animated series. Shout out to Fritz the cat. Shout out to the Cat in the Hat. Shout out to Tab from Watership Down. Shout out to Evil the cat. Shout out to Spot from The Next Generation. Shout out to Cake. Shout out to Blinks the Time Sweeper. Shout out to 50% of Cat Dog. I'm out.
Wait, you didn't say Clarion or Catbug.
I know, when you said Tickle, I thought you were just going to name your cats.
Well, my cats are Clarion and Tickle, but Clarion the Witch Boy is a witch boy, not a cat.
Well, there's Catbug.
There's Catbug.
Who is also a pug.
Sugar Peas.
Drop them!
Thanks for listening to this episode of Nerdy Show. Taking us out, Cuckoo Kangaroo made a record called Viral, songs about cats and stuff, and this is one of the many songs about cats on that EP. It's called Cats, C-A-T-Z. Bye, I'm Cat.
Bye, I'm Tony.
Bye, I'm Chan.
Bye, I'm Brandon.
Bye, I'm Danica.
Here's Cats.
Cool. Cats are awesome. Cats are cool. I like cats? Do you like them too? Na 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 na.
Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes or like and follow us on SoundCloud. Yay! As listener support entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other gnarly shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon, brah. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more totally tubular perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can give us, like, surfboard sponsorships or, like, craft beer sponsorships, you know, whatever. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show podcasts via iTunes or SoundCloud, and you can leave a comment, like, and share. Follow Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks, like at Twitter, Instagram, that shit, Pinterest. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, they've totally got it covered.
Did you say Cat Ligula?
The Cat Ligula.
I'm like, why has no one made that? Why has no one made an animated Miyazaki film called Cat Ligula?
Miyazaki's Cat Ligula.
Meow.